From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Jonathan Lucroy drove in a couple of runs to help the Brewers to a 5-2 win over the Pirates last night at Miller Park. Mark Reynolds, Gene Segura, and Ricky Weeks also drove in a run each for Milwaukee. They've won their third straight now. Marco Estrada picked up the win, Francisco Rodriguez notching his 16th save. Ron Renneke said it was good that Estrada could keep battling despite not having his best stuff.
He looked at his ball strike ratio, not what he usually does. Threw some great pitches, but just couldn't get it locked in where he could, and really in any of the innings, where he could just go through an easy inning. So, but did a great job of making the pitches when he needed to and finished up with a real nice ball game.
Two teams will square off again tonight. You can hear the game right here, pregame show at 6:35. The Washington Wizards and Oklahoma City Thunder got big wins in the NBA playoffs last night. Washington stayed alive with a 102-79 triumph over the Pacers, but still trailed the series 3-2. And Oklahoma City capped a crazy comeback for a 105-104 win over the Clippers. OK City now has a 3-2 advantage in that series. Clippers coach Doc Rivers said they got robbed by the officials. Stan Van Gundy is heading back to the NBA. According to ESPN, Van Gundy will join the Pistons as their head coach and president of basketball operations. In hockey, the New York Rangers move on, winning a Game 7 over the Penguins 2-1, and the Chicago Blackhawks have advanced. They eliminated the Minnesota Wild last night 2-1 in overtime in Game 6. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team will open its regular season in Alaska this fall. The Badgers' non-conference schedule was announced yesterday. Mike Eaves will send his team to Anchorage for the Kendall Hockey Classic on October 10th. That's sports. I'm Tom King.